As you've been hearing in the news bulletins, immigration to Ireland fell last year, with overall arrivals down 16% to the year April 2025. That's according to the European Migration Network Ireland's annual review of migration and asylum. It found the continued decrease in people coming from Ukraine was a significant driver. However, it also noted that the number of people seeking international protection rose by 40% in 2024. To unpack some of this data and to tell us what it means, I'm joined by one of the report's authors, Ciara Murphy, Senior Policy Officer at the European Migration Network Ireland at the ESRI. Ciara, I've touched on some of the billboard figures there, but can you take me through what the key findings are from this report?
Absolutely. So I think there's kind of three overall themes that we can draw out. One is this kind of easing pressure on immigration overall. So a 16% drop in overall immigration figures, and a particular drop, so a 71% drop in arrivals from Ukraine. So that's kind of been reducing every year since the initial, the year of the initial invasion. There is also then, on the other hand, this kind of continued pressure, capacity pressures and arrivals from international protection. It looks like that's set to drop again this year, but in 2024 it was the highest year on record. And we saw then significant capacity pressures across the system. So kind of in spite of increased resourcing, you know, average processing time up to 16 months, almost 6,000 people who weren't able to be offered accommodation. They paused vulnerability assessments as well. So kind of, you know, again, continued capacity pressures. At the same time, in 2024, what we see in the report is quite a lot of major reforms in immigration overall. So we saw the biggest reforms of the employment permit system since 2006. The Employment Permits Act was passed. And then also, of course, one of the big news stories was the Ireland's decision to opt into the European Pact on Migration and Asylum, which is kind of, 11 different pieces of legislation, seven of which we can formally opt into, that imply a significant reform of the asylum system in particular.
And one other thing that kind of jumped out at me from the report was there's a significant increase in voluntary returns in 2023 and 2024. In 2024, up 345%. Mm-hmm. And that's where someone who doesn't have protection or a legal status in Ireland returns to their country of origin. Now, that was even before financial incentivization of these returns that we saw introduced this year. Why so high in 2024?
Yeah, so it's not something, you know, trying to say why is a really tricky thing when we're, you know, what we try to do is summarise the statistics. What we do know is kind of there's been increased resourcing of voluntary return programs. So kind of, you know, the International Organization of Migration does these return programs funded by the Irish government, where they try to get people to kind of return voluntarily who are subject to a deportation order.
Now, does the report indicate how the EU's Pact on Migration and Asylum will shape migration policy in the years ahead? Does it give us any indication on that?
No, really what the report says is you know, this is what happened in the year. When we talk about the European Pact on Migration and Asylum, I think it's, you know, a lot of people kind of say, OK, but what does it mean? It's 11 pieces of legislation, a lot of which have already existed and some of which are new. So kind of saying this is going to be the single impact is a really, really tricky thing to say. But it is a significant decision that asylum opted that Ireland opted in 2024. And because we kind of skipped the second phase of the common European asylum system, so we kind of didn't opt in to the second iteration of a lot of these directives. So we're kind of almost jumping a step. So, for example, a lot of other European countries have been held to legal processing limits for the asylum system. So, you know, time limits since, you know, the mid 2010s, whereas Ireland is going to be opting into that for the first time. So
in terms of legal migration here and the 27% increase in the number of employment permits issued, I mean, that was after this big reform that you spoke about. And you've also spoken about how perhaps we're moving in the right direction in terms of meeting our needs in the labour market with permits. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I mean, we talk about a 27% increase in the number of employment permits, but if you actually look at the graph, it's basically that it dropped in 2023 and we're now back to 2022 levels, if that makes sense. And that, and 2022 kind of has been the highest on record, or sorry, not on record, but in, you know, since definitely since the accession of the European Union East countries. Basically, what's happening in migration in Ireland is that prior to the crash, a lot of the labour migration needs were being met by Eastern European groups in particular. So if you look at the nationality graph, you see that. But they just haven't come back after the crash. So their numbers are kind of the same now as they were in, you know, 2013 in terms of new arrivals. So those labour market, kind of the labour market needs aren't being met by the European group. And we're seeing in response this expansion of the employment permit system. So obviously there was this major reform last year, but potentially more significant for these numbers is that over the last few years, a lot more occupations have been added to kind of eligibility for employment permits because there's kind of shortages across the sectors. So, you know, health and information communications technology tend to be the two biggest sectors, but one of the biggest increases that we saw in 2024 was in kind of agriculture, forestry and fishing. So you're really seeing it across a broad range of sectors.
Finally, and quite briefly, Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan said the recent changes to the migration system unveiled last month, they were being done in the context of the impact immigration is having on our population growth, but there still is a need for inward migration. It's a balancing act, isn't it?
It is a balancing act. So I think the constant balancing act is ensuring that there are services and infrastructure, but also meeting labour market needs and trying to really, you know, balance the needs of the country with the needs of the economy.
Ciara Murphy, Senior Policy Officer at the European Migration Network Ireland at the ESRI. Thank you. It's 7:49. After the break, we've got Adam McGuire with Business.